Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. 93.3 The Planet, the home of the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I love my dogs. They're real sweet. I walk in the door and they pee everywhere because they're so excited to see me, so happy. None of my friends ever pee when they see me. Bunch of fake mother.
9.
I'm that dude you can talk to about that horror movie you don't think anybody else ever saw.
Paige.
I am very competitive, but sometimes it's just easier to let people win.
Fat Boy.
Look, if you think I eat bad, you should see what my toilet eats.
The Rise Guys, mornings 5 till 10 on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
And, as always, let's start with Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
How are you?
Doing well.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
It's my pleasure. What is, are you calling with advice for somebody we've talked to today, or do you need some of your own? What's going on?
I need some of my own advice, if you don't mind. This morning, I got a girlfriend I've been dating for like 8 months, and she's really sweet. I mean, she's a lovely girl, and we've had a really nice time so far, and I'm having a little problem.
What do you love about her? What's the number one thing you love about her?
Number one thing I love about her, she's got these beautiful hazel green eyes and dark hair.
Yeah.
And she's such a sweet, loving, supportive, genuine, honest. She'd be the kind of girl, like, no matter what you did, she'd be on your side. And she's just really one of them genuine, honest girls. I'm just lucky to be with her, you know.
Here comes the but.
She thinks she's a really, well, let me just explain. She likes to do karaoke a lot. And so, I mean, we do it on vacation. It's cute. Mm-hmm. But she thinks she's good. She thinks she's really good at it. And so we go into these contests, and man, when she loses, it's a big deal to her, because I think she thinks she's like the next, I don't know, I mean, Cindy Lauper, that's kind of dated, but that's who she thinks. Yeah, she definitely thinks she's kind of like a Christina Aguilera. She's trying to sing these high notes, and she's just off key the whole time. I mean, she loses every contest, and she always wants to do it when we're on vacation, and that's what kills her, because it ruins, you know, 3 days after it, because she's still sad.
I mean, yeah, but you know what the vacation thing is, though? I thought about this when I was in Nashville. I was like, these people come up here and they put on these superhero costumes and take pictures and they get people tip them and stuff. I was like, oh, that'd be a great idea. That'd be fun to do, kind of thing. But I'd never do it around here. So when y'all go out of town.
Anonymous.
Yeah, she's anonymous,
right, she's
like
anonymous.
You are right
yeah.
now.
But okay, I get it, but But the thing is, I'm not anonymous because I have to deal with her, how she feels after the event. I wish I could be anonymous, too, to her and not have to deal with the whole thing. But I understand what you're saying. I think you're right about that. That's probably where she gets the whole, like, I can sing in the shower feeling and be able to do anything, you know?
Yeah, but does she, like the contests and stuff? It's just like bar contests. These aren't, like, anything you have to try to be in ahead of time and register for and all that?
No. She's not auditioning or anything like that. She's just doing a bar thing. But let me tell you, this one time she went up against this old guy, and he'd been singing earlier in the night. I mean, the dude is just terrible. The worst singer you've probably ever heard. I mean, just sitting there like, And she gets up on the stage and she loses to him. I mean, she loses to the guy, and it's like, and she's still oblivious to the fact that maybe she's not the best singer, you know?
What, is she just off key? Or just not a good singing voice?
It's not that she doesn't have a good like vibrato. She's got a couple things there, but she's tone deaf. I mean, she can't sing Happy Birthday. I mean, you understand? Like, she can't even sing the song that like a toddler could sing. You know?
Yeah.
But it's just frustrating because her whole life she's been kind of encouraged by her dad, and that's who kind of started this whole ugly cycle.
What do you mean?
Well, she grew up, she's an avid churchgoer, you know, which is a beautiful thing, and she she just, they started her singing in the choir, and then she did have her doing solos, and her parents and the minister would kind of give her all kinds of,
everybody
like,
gets positive. To sing solos at church. It's, I mean, not now with like the big production churches, but smaller churches, I can't tell you how many solos I sat through at church where they were... I was snickering on the back row laughing at him.
So she isn't just doing this for fun. She's, like, serious about it.
Yeah, but I don't think those, you know, the parents of those kids you're talking about, I doubt they were pushing her to be a singer. Like, she's thinking about doing this as, like, a livelihood, and I'm kind of, I want to tell her, like, the ship has sailed. You missed it. The boat is gone from the harbor. You know, she's
a, have a go-to song or a certain type of like, music that she sings when you go out to these contests?
She sings all kinds of stuff, but I mean, she doesn't do any rap or anything, but she definitely gets into, could you imagine her doing rap? I mean, I guess that'd probably be better. You don't have to have so much pitch for that, I don't think.
Well,
but she was more talking, right? But she had TLC, Waterfalls, which is, you know, it's a pretty song. everyone knows it. They started to sing along with her, and they're like, that's not really how it goes, you know? It gets kind of embarrassing. Or she likes doing Journey. Leonard Skinner. But the problem is when she does Journey, if she'll do like Don't Stop Believing, and that song is like, I feel like it's 10 minutes long. But when she does it, it feels like it's an hour long because you're just hoping it would end and then she'd stop believing.
That's a song that if I never heard it again, I'd be probably okay with that.
On every frat boy pulls his sleeves up and starts fist bumping in the air. Like, come on.
I hate what that song turned into. But Skinner, though, all day. I mean, she'd go up there and do some Curtis Lowe any damn day.
Sure, but I just wish you could do it justice. That's all.
Yeah.
Oh no.
So you're saying, what do you? I mean, maybe she just goes to sing. Like when I've done karaoke, I've never been up on a stage thinking I could actually sing. I did it because I was buzzed and wanted to have a good time.
It's fun.
I mean,
right?
But you're saying she sees this as a competition. She's very competitive.
She sees it. She sees it as life. I mean, she sees it as this is her thing that she's going to possibly be the next, you know, in line to be a successful, she might even go to American Idol with this. I got to stop her before she goes to a show like that. She's going to have a problem if she goes to something like that. She'll be, I mean, I don't know if she could handle that.
Is she your best friend? Is she your best friend?
Absolutely, and I'm pretty sure I'm hers. And I know,
not anymore.
I know as best friends go, you want to be able to be honest with each other and tell them, you know, and tell them what their strengths are and their weaknesses are. And I'm just worried I'm going to hurt her, and I don't want to lose her if I tell her the truth about this. I mean, what do you say? Paige, are you there? I thought I heard you back there.
Here she is.
She's in here.
Paige, what should he do?
Honesty's the best policy, right? Don't you think?
But how does he tell her? How would you? Let's say this.
I don't know.
Anonymous knows from listening to the show that you're filming the movie now. So what if the man in your life came to you and said, Paige, I love you to death, but your acting sucks. And you love doing it.
I mean, not
doing it for this and that. You're doing it because you enjoy
it.
Love doing it. But if he said to you, the man in your life said, you're no good at it.
You know, that's been said to me before.
Well,
oh, no.
I hope you got rid of them. And who said it, Fatboy?
No.
Turn his microphone
you
off.
You know, that maybe you're not cut out for dancing and you should do something else. And then I went and auditioned somewhere else and I got into a bigger show.
See?
And
that's how you became a Rockette.
Didn't listen to those people.
That's
so,
right.
I mean, if she believes in herself and wants to do it, doesn't matter if she's going to become famous doing it. And I mean, if it's embarrassing to you, then
are you an introvert, Anonymous? Like it sounds like she's one that doesn't mind the attention, whereas you want to be over in the corner of the room watching.
I definitely like to be, you know, especially when we're on vacation, I like to be a little more private and just enjoy our time together. I'm not one to go up on stage and shine the light in my eyes. You know what I mean?
You should have taken her to Mardi Gras, and then you could have worn with a mask on. No one would know who it was you.
I mean,
you know what? Yes. Honestly, that might have been good for all of us.
She should go on Masked Singer. Well, no, you should go on Masked Singer.
Yeah, that's a
good show. That wouldn't work either. He's
but
not
just,
the singer.
If you're not comfortable, you should let her know because you're entitled to your space. You know?
Yeah, but that's not. I should love everything about her. I shouldn't be worried about what she's doing. As far as that's not hurting any. I mean, well, it's not hurting most people. Some people's ears maybe, but she's worth it to be. You know, and that's not.
This is a great text message, 72341, carolinavapermill.com text line. Nobody that sings at karaoke is a good singer. Everyone's there to have a good time. If you go there to listen to good music, go to another bar. I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
If you don't nobody gets up here and kills it, right?
Some people.
No, I mean, well, the occasional random, you know, person, but that's not. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
There are some great karaoke singers.
She just gets really, really broken up about it when she doesn't win, and that's the part I'm really struggling with because I don't want to see her unhappy.
Okay, she got a birthday. Really hold on now. She's she have a birthday coming up? Anything special? A special date coming up?
I mean, not for like two. It's like 2.5 months.
All right, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. So here's what you do.
Well,
find out where there's another karaoke contest. Arrange with the owner for her to win. Tell him you'll spend X amount of dollars in the bar, arrange for her to get one win.
Yeah.
And then on the way there, say, baby, you know what? You're supposed to go out on top. If you can't go back and defend the title, you walk away like Jim Brown did. He's at the top of his game. He walked away from the NFL. He did not return. He set all these records. Win one and out, baby. And then that's it.
That's actually a great idea.
Pay off the bartender.
And people are suggesting on text that you get her some vocal coaching and some lessons to help her out. But if she's having fun, who cares?
Yeah.
I kind of agree with you, Peyton.
This is that thing where you got to take your – you got to be the martyr for it. She loves it. You hate it, but she loves it.
I'm gonna jump on the grenade, I think, and I will try that on St. Patty's Day. I think that's a great idea to go out there and pay the bartender a little extra and
ask for
like that.
Arrange some kind. They did it with the election back in 2004. It's true.
Oh man!
All right,
man.
Anonymous. Good luck with that. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for having me.
Goodbye.
Bye.
We're saying goodbye to each other.
That's sweet.
All right. See you. All right. You say goodbye now. All right. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye now.
They just let her do her thing unless she's like
still there?
Sobbing her eyes out over it. Is he still there?
No,
he's
gone.
I mean, if she's crying her eyes out over it, then maybe it's kind of a problem. At least it presents one for him. But, you know, if it isn't like that, she's just having fun and he's embarrassed by it, which is kind of the impression I got.
I know.
He's embarrassed because she goes and sits down with him.
Yeah.
If she just, you know, if he said, meet me outside, then, you know, he wouldn't care.
Yeah,
How about that?
I don't know that she's so upset about it as that he's embarrassed about the way she chooses to have fun.
God, man, some of y'all need to. Did they market an actual chill pill? Because y'all need to take some.
If you said pill, I'm sure it'd be.
Well, you know what I mean. P1 Crimson Chin has some advice for our caller we just spoke with. Crimson Chin, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Well, sir, yourself.
Man, I'm just doing good. Riding, listening to you guys.
Now, I'm reading a description of what you want to talk about here, but I can't read a lot of those words. You're basically saying that guy is. What do you say? Go ahead. I don't want to put words in your mouth. What do you think?
Well, what he needs to do pretty much is he just needs to bite the bullet and go and tell her that she's not probably the greatest singer, but there's a way to fix it. They can go and get singing lessons. There's many people out there that teach you how to sing. That'll save him from having to deal with her being upset when she doesn't win, and also, you know, boost her confidence.
Yeah.
So you don't agree with that he should rig the next karaoke contest? You disagree with that?
No, don't do that, because, I mean, that just causes problems in the relationship. I mean, it is funny, I ain't gonna lie, but...
No, I got you. All right, so you're a man, you're saying, be transparent, say it, whether it's a hard pill to swallow or not.
Look, I was just telling my wife, because she's sitting beside me, I said, look, babe, I'd have to tell you, like, look, you just can't sing. If you want to do it, then we'll go find an alternate route, but you're just not the greatest singer, and she agreed.
Yeah.
And when she's looking out in the audience, she can see it on people's faces that you're terrible. Oh. Don't you?
That's why they put the lights on you, Pete, so you can't see out into the crowd.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
We're taking your calls about lies the opposite sex told you. Or the same sex if you're into that. Whatever. We're making this P1 families for everybody. We're like the Balor Club. Sans the rainbow.
Right, rainbows.
Well, we only can do T-shirts with one color printing, though.
Rainbows meant unity for a long time, and inclusion, and
UNITY.
Unity
stands for unity.
Unity. Yeah.
So anyway, we're getting to the calls about the opposite sex lying to you and all this. Jeff, I'm sorry, I disregarded what you just told me. What'd you say?
Go to line one.
Line one is Robbie in Williamston. Hey, Robbie.
Hey, buddies. How are y'all?
We're doing well, sir.
Buddies.
Hey, buddies.
Oh, you got everybody covered.
Yeah.
What's the lie? Well, who told it to you?
Well, it's not necessarily that I was lied to from the opposite sex. I was lied to from my dad.
Oh, boy.
And I went 21 years of my life without knowing I had a brother or sister. And my dad was a bigamist. He had another wife. He was married to my mom and married another lady and had a family with them and hid it from us for 21 years while staying married to my mother.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. Did that happen around, you don't have to say the town, but around here?
That did, yeah, and I'll say the town. Heck, I don't care.
What? Okay.
I love the upstate.
Okay. Hell yeah, me too. Yeah, so where did the other family live that he was married married to another woman, two kids? Where did they
lived
live?
They lived in Oconee County, which we stay in. I grew up in Pickens County, just one county over.
Oh, my God. Oh. How in the world?
It was pretty weird.
How in the world could somebody live that life for two decades and have an entire family? So where did he go at night?
That's weird.
Norris.
He stayed in the north.
Central, right?
He stayed in Dakersfield on weekends.
He stayed with my mother and he stayed at my mother's house in 6 Mile at the time when I was growing up. And he would leave at night. He said he worked for the Marshall Tucker Band driving a bus around, you know. He was the bus driver for them, and he'd be gone for a good long time. You know, he was a truck driver, and he'd be gone for weeks at a time. But he never really came back with any money, you know.
Did he never bring home any Marshall Tucker t-shirts for you or anything?
No, but I did get an all-access pass or a few of them at one point. So that made me, you know, believe that story really well.
I wonder where you got that from.
Maybe he was really doing that some.
Well, yeah, he could have been. Wow, man. That sucks.
Secret family could teach you, man. That's crazy.
Now, do you have anything to do with your half brother and half sister?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to be nice with one of them. I'm actually selling some land that I inherited, and she wants the land for free. But that's neither here nor there. I ain't worried about that.
Well, you should.
And you would wonder.
I was left an inheritance, like from my family, a little bit of land out in 6 Mile, whatever, who cares? Well, you know, 21 years old, I find out I have a half-brother and sister, and, you know, that 11-acre piece of land was split down to, I don't know how it was divided, but now I got 1 acre, and it's for sale, guys.
Oh, my God!
It's like 8, 9 of an acre.
Oh, wow.
Did your dad ever call you by the wrong name?
You know, no, he hasn't. No, he hasn't, but he has called my brother by the wrong name.
Damn it. Wow. Guess he likes you better.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you had to do that. And if we know anybody looking for the land, we'll pass them on to you, Robert. Okay?
Dude, I love you guys. Thank y'all. Every morning I listen to y'all. Thank y'all for giving me the great start to every day I wake up.
Well, I'm glad you got such a good, positive attitude with such a
happy guy.
Rough time you had. But thank you, sir. We appreciate it, Robbie. See you, brother.
All right. Carolina Brilliant, here we come. Yeah, boo.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. He'll trade you his acre of land for 4 tickets to Carolina Rebellion.
He will.
About the same value these days.
Yeah. Depending on where that acre is, certainly.
If there's 3 of them, how did he come away with just 1? That's not right. Does the lawyer get 1, too?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how that works?
Well, maybe the mom's still living. Who knows? Let's see. Oh, man. Yeah, I think you like that anonymous one there, Jim?
Man, I like them all.
Okay. All right. Anonymous in Rufferton. Rufford. What's up, Anonymous?
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much. You lied to a girl to get down with her, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. And I was younger, and I feel bad about it, but, I mean, I did it, so it is what it is.
Where are you from, New York?
From Rutherford, North Carolina.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
So, serious, Clark? What did you lie to her about? What happened?
So, a friend of mine asked me if I would go to a funeral with him, and I said, sure, you know, just to kind of be his company. Mm-hmm. And when I seen, it was his buddy's funeral, and when I seen his sister, man, she was gorgeous. So I broke down, you know, and I was, like, crying and talking about how good of friends we were, and I didn't even know the guy.
Oh, my God.
Stevie Janowski?
Yeah, so it was like, you know, it was like almost kind of like at the end of Wedding Crashers, you know, where the dude's crashing the funerals.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did. And, you know, we hooked up at night and I just kind of ghosted her after that. You know, I was like, well, you know.
You had sex.
I never told her that I didn't really know him. I just kind of ghosted her after that.
But you have sex with her on the day of her brother's funeral?
Yes.
Oh, man.
This is comforting. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? Maybe you did her a solid. She needed some stress relief, right, Paige?
Well, I did too.
Well, yes. You were very upset about your affair.
Don't forget about him.
Yeah.
She was willing.
I like that black dress, baby. It looked good laying on the bottom of the floor of my bed.
Ew.
My truck.
My God. All right. Thank you, Anonymous. Have a good morning, sir.
All right, man.
Wonder why you went Anonymous.
I can't imagine.
I've never been invited to a funeral as like just a, you know.
It's not something that you would say, hey, why don't you come?
I don't like going to the ones I do know.
Luckily for him, people in Rutherford County won't be able to figure out who he is.
No, he sounds like all of them.
They all sound exactly like that, man. All of them. It's like, that's the accent of Rofton.
Yeah. let's go to P1 Red in Fountain Inn. We're collecting lies today. Lies that the opposite sex told you, and we found out parents that have lied. P1 Red, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fair to Midland. I guess this, who lied to you? Who was this person?
All right, so I dated a guy. I dated a guy for about 2 years, and throughout the 2 years, he had told me that he had a vasectomy. He told me the doctor that he went to. We had deep conversations on it. I would drive by on Mills Avenue past, you know, that strip of doctor's offices.
Oh, yeah.
He said, you know, that's where I got it done. Well, one day I start craving tortilla and peanut butter. Bam, I ended up pregnant, have a five-year-old now. He lied. Completely lied that he had a vasectomy. Like, he took away my right as a human being to have a child, like my choice of wanting one. He lied.
Wow.
Yeah.
But though, I mean, you know, without that lie, you wouldn't have that little buddy of yours you have now, right?
That's true. I already had one, and I was happy with the one, you know, but, you know, now I have two, and I got, as they say, fixed. So yeah. I don't have to worry about more lies from people like that.
Don't you feel like, Paige, I think you'd agree with this. A guy should get a tattoo. Some kind of tattoo. When you get a vasectomy, you should get a tattoo. So, let me look at your wrist and make sure. Oh, you have the tattoo. You have had your tubes tied.
Put it where you can see it.
Yes.
Like on your forehead.
Or on the wrist or so. Well, that's the mark of the beast you're talking about.
Oh, Paige. Sorry.
Red.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, look, it didn't end, you know, so bad as some of the other ones.
Right.
But still, though, appreciate the story. You have a good morning, honey.
You too, thanks.
All right. Oh, that's weird. That's awful. That's just awful.
That's just low.
This happens a lot, evidently.
Yeah.
Wow. Why are you going to lie about it? Because that will catch up to you.
Well, yeah.
It certainly will for a long, long time.
Okay. I want to go to Anonymous, and I know we have to break, but I want to come back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, Jeff, will you tell 2 and 4 to please hold? And
we'll go to
Anonymous in Hayes, North Carolina. I don't know where that is either.
It's up there.
Hey, what's up, Anonymous?
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
pretty good.
You set that cigarette down and talk to us for a minute. We got to hear about this. What's the big lie? What happened?
Well, I this is back when I was running a bookstore in Hickory. Oh. And me and my first wife, I used to go to strip clubs in Hickory all the time.
They got some.
And I had my main strip club, but I went one night, you know, out of a whim, I went to a different one and met this stripper there and told her I was the owner of the other one that I stayed at all the time. So I wound up getting her. And then she found I wasn't there because I told her, I was like, I'll give you an audition, whatever.
That's great.
I'll give you an audition or whatever.
Hey, was this the guy that called last week that had the multiple women?
Yeah.
Yes.
The playboy from Hickory.
Call back anytime.
Well, I want to write down your phone number. So, what happened when she found out that you were not the owner of the strip club?
Oh, she was just pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
All the other strippers. And, yeah. You know how strippers are.
Yeah. Well, they never were going to come to your bookstore anyway, were they?
Well, actually, a lot of them did.
Did they? Well, I'll be dad blamed.
They like to read.
I mean, I had 350,000 books at one time.
Jesus Christ.
One
of the biggest bookstores in Western North Carolina.
I bet you hate them damn iPads, don't you?
Oh, I do.
That's
what lost me my bookstore.
I know it. I know. I was talking to somebody the other day. Used to own a record store. They were telling me the same thing. Crazy. Anonymous, I love your story. We got your phone number wrote down. Anytime we have any kind of questions about debauchery and such, we'll call you, sir, okay?
That'll work.
All right, buddy. See you later.
We all have a good.
The end.
You should check out this book called Penthouse.
I want him to open up his bookstore again. I want to go talk books with him.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3 The Planet.
Ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever. Ask and you shall receive. That's what it is. Let's go to Shana and Moore. Or is it Shanna? We're going to find out right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Shana. What's up? What's the lie that somebody told you?
A year and a half ago, I met a guy off a dating website. And saw each other off and on for the year and a half. And about a month ago, I found out he'd given me a fake last name. And that the man is really married. He's been married for 3 years.
Wow.
He had told me that he was going to school for a certain thing. And when I found out his real last name, because he'd given me the fake one, I did some searching on him and found out that he'd been to prison, so he couldn't do the job that he was claiming to be in school for all the time. And that just everything he ever told me for a year and a half was an absolute lie.
What was the job that he was training for?
Game warden.
Oh my God. Okay.
Good God.
Can't be a game warden.
No.
Man,
no.
Wow. Wow. So, and how did you find out all this? Just by searching, and then you just brought his attention to it, and what? Did he just say, oh, yeah, I'm lying?
Facebook.
Wait.
If you go under your friends on Facebook and you can see your contacts that are like synced to your phone, I kind of know who's in there. You know, they're there for a reason because I don't want to be friends with them. And I saw this name. I was like, oh, who is this? I don't know who this is. And so I clicked on the picture and I scrolled up and there's pictures of him and his wife. And it said that he's married.
Oh, God.
So did you talk to her? Did you talk to his wife?
I did not go to his wife. I've kind of been on the other end of that before, and I know that's a very hurtful thing to have brought to you by another person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're married, you know if your marriage is in trouble or not a lot of times.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
I knew mine was when I got the call from another woman. It's things you don't want to face, but you know it.
Yeah, oh, you're right. Well, that's why I deleted Facebook. I can be whoever I want to be. Hey, Shana, have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
And I've asked people that question. Are you married? What's wrong with you? Or you have something you need to disclose?
What's wrong with you?
No, I have. And they still lie.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you basically have to be a detective to date people these days.
Well, you say, what's wrong with you? And they still lie?
Yeah. I mean, don't you want to know? I'm jokingly, okay, let's cut to the chase. What is wrong with you?
Tell me. I'm a narcissist.
Well, we know that, but I mean, just something that you may not know. I mean, everybody has something that's wrong with them.
I'm kind of a dick.
Oh,
we know that.
Yes. Okay, this might be the one. This might be the one that to hang her hat on and walk away from. I'm thinking. Let's go to Piedmont and talk to Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on?
Boy, oh boy! I just have a brief little description here. What you're calling about? What did your now ex lie to you about?
She told me she had cancer and that she didn't have much longer to live.
No, wow.
God, do people not realize how that stuff can work sometimes? You sit there and perpetuate something long enough, it will come true sometimes.
Oh, my God.
It can.
Oh, my God. How old was she? Like, was she a younger girl, older woman, what?
This was probably when I was 22, so she was 21.
Oh, wow. And so, how did you find out that none of that was true?
Well, it wasn't until maybe 6, 7, 8 months later I started to question, like, why we weren't going to the doctor's office as much.
Yeah.
For something that serious.
You get to the point, like, why are you still alive for?
Did she shave her head and stuff?
No, she said, because when she was a lot younger, she legitimately had cancer, and she beat it.
Yeah, but still, you can't, like,
but
there's a reason, I mean, you beat it.
Something similar to what she had before, and, you know, knowing that she went through it before, and you can possibly go back into it after remission, like, at first I didn't want to question it, because I took it really hard, and I was at work that day, I had to leave early because I was so distraught.
Yeah.
Well, that certainly. I mean, anybody would be. Anybody with a heart would have been.
Yeah, was it? I mean, some kind of psychological something. I imagine related to. Related to all the attention you get when you are going through something like that. When you're sick as a kid, you just get attention from everybody just heaped on you. And I mean, maybe then later on, if you don't have some counseling and some therapy out of that, it might wind up happening, I guess.
That coupled with the fact that, like, if she had been broken up with prior to you, that's maybe her way of saying, okay, if I tell him this, there's no way anybody would break up with someone who has cancer. You know what I'm saying?
Get the hooks in.
Yeah, the hooks are in. That's just deplorable, man. That's awful. So you got a girl now? You happy? Everything cool?
Yeah, the girl I'm with now, we've been together for just over 4 years. Yes. Got a 2-year-old daughter.
She don't smoke, does she?
Everything.
She don't smoke, does she?
She smokes, but that's about all she does.
Yeah. Well, as long as she ain't dipping, you put a ring on it, sir.
That's good. That's good. According to caller ID, y'all got phones in her name.
That's true. That's true. Thanks, Chris. Have a good morning.
Wow.
I know. Okay. I mean, this is fair to say.
Oh, she's a good one.
When you call in, our phone screen shows the phone number and the name of the person on the account of the cell phone or whatever.
Gotcha, man.
But then when you look over here, it says their P1 name and where they're calling from or whatever. And sometimes I will call them by the billing name.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a mistake there.
Let's go to Annie in Spartanburg. Hey, Annie.
Hi there. Hi. How are you doing this morning?
Good. What's the crazy story about your brother?
Oh, my God. Okay, where to begin? The most recent one was this young lady he met, and first he lied about his name, lied about his age, lied about being married or previously married twice, lied about having children. Then he even went as far as to put his fake birth date on his child birth certificate, making it invalid.
What so, in the freaking world? Man, he might just be nuts. Like crazy.
We think he has some issues that have never been diagnosed.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, so we're talking like, and this isn't the first time. This is just the most recent. He has done this forever. So I just,
Does he have any kind of PTSD or CTE or anything like that?
Like I said, we don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
But, yeah, it can always be worse, guys.
Well, it's true. Yeah, as we've heard today. You're right, Annie.
True.
Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye.
She goes by her middle name. That's fun with this, isn't it?
That's fun.
All right, Devin and Duncan, and then we're done for real. No more lies today. Devin, you get to be the last lie teller. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. What happened?
Okay, I dated this guy about 9 years ago.
Right.
And we dated for about 6 months and then broke up.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about getting back together about 2 months after that, so not long. He told me that he had been out in California stock car racing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay.
I said, well, I would like to see you soon, and he said that he couldn't because he had had a wreck.
Oh, no.
And was in a full body cast.
Good. Are you hearing this?
A full body cast?
He was a race car driver in California. He's in a full body cast. So he can't see you for probably a couple months or something. He doesn't want you to see him like this.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. So,
could you imagine if he was chasing you around? Like the pirate on Family Guy chasing you down the street.
Right?
Famous.
But a week later, I ran into him at Walmart, and he was fine. And I was like, you are kidding me. Are you serious right now?
But did you beat the hell out of him in Walmart for, like, all that?
Put you in a body cast now.
We had some very strong words, and I was... may or may not have been thrown out.
Yeah.
Walmart.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you on trespass notice?
Dude, you got to do a lot to get thrown out of a Walmart, for real. Well, congratulations, Devin. That was a funny one to end it on. Thank you so much. Appreciate you listening to the show.
You are welcome. Right. Y'all have a great day.
You too.
You got tossed from Walmart.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever.
Get out.
That I've ever. I mean, I was arrested at Disney World that time, but I've never once heard of anybody being kicked out of a Walmart.
Then we're going to have to ask you to leave.
Your Disney World arrest was a family affair, though.
Well, it was. It was me and brother-in-law Scott.
That makes it more redneck when two of you at once.
Isn't that was the best vacation ever. Get out of here.
Guys. I just want to call up and say that your show is some kick ass. Keep up the good work.
Carolina's number one morning show.
I don't know what I'd do without listening to y'all's show every day. I'd be bored as hell.
93.3 The Planet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.